fall and wake up and remain the same. But what happened? You are still the same. Because what had just happened to you was a particular type of God's presence. So what is the Shekinah? Shekinah is God's presence that manifests for people to see that God is present. It could be the clouds. Oh, in the days of the Old Testament, God would appear in a cloud, in a pillar of a fire. A cloud. That's just God's presence. You are able to see that, wow, God is here. You may be in a service and people will be falling by the power and God will be moving. That is Shekinah, the presence of God that is able to be seen. Are you here? This Shekinah presence, it is important because it just affirms God is with me. But there is a higher level where you move from just evidence, God is with me, to demonstration, God fights for me. I'm here, right? And you're also here? Now, somebody says, I want to upgrade. So does the Shekinah glory and God's presence lower or lesser? No. But it has got a different functionality.
Yes.
This is why we have people with God's presence who are broke. We have people with God's presence who are sick. Because the presence of God has got two forms. Two types. The presence that is there to show you God is with you, and the presence that fights for you. Somebody says, I receive the presence of Almighty God that is with me and that fights for me. In Exodus 33, from verse 14 to 17, and I'll be a bit faster on this. And he said, my presence will go with you. And I'll give you rest. Now, what will go with you? My presence. And what will happen when my presence goes with you? I'll give you rest. Now, we are seeing a certain presence that is active. So here we go. So the Shekinah presence, it is the passive. Or not active. It is symbolic. Well, the Panim presence, it is the active presence of God. It's not symbolic. It is demonstrative. Somebody say, I hear you, prophet. Now. Speaking in tongues is Shekinah. The Bible says it is a sign of those who believe. It is not the active, it is just a sign. Hello? Are you understanding things now? Because we have people who say, but I know when I was praying and I've been feeling God, I've been giving, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but my life is still like the same, you know, nothing's changing. Wait. All that, it is the Shekinah. God is with you. It is an affirmation, a confirmation. God is with you. That does not entail that he will fight for you. The fighting presence is different. God says, let's start from verse 12. Verse 12, scripture says, then Moses said to the Lord, see, you said to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. And verse 13, now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. In verse 14, God replies. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. In verse 15, he says, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. What Moses is asking is not the Shekinah. The Shekinah was with them. There was a pillar of fire. What time? At night and a cloud. During the day, these were already going with them, and they would go with them, but this would not fight for them. Scripture says, during the day, there was a cloud that was in front of them. Do you understand that the cloud was there when they were being followed up by the Egyptians? The cloud was sitting there, but it wasn't making a way on the sea. Hey, come on, come on. Are you understanding this message? The cloud was always there. When they were fighting these battles in the wilderness, the cloud was always there. When they were saying they were hungry, they needed food, where was the presence? It was there. Was it giving them food? Trust me, you can have the presence and sleep without money in your account. They go, oh, hallelujah. Pray the whole night. Lightning. That's Shekinah, my friend. That's Shekinah, my friend. That's the passive presence. The cloud was there, but we never see the cloud rising up and fighting the enemies. Did you see the cloud fighting the enemies? When the battle is happening, did you see the pit of fire moving and fighting the enemies? It was a sign, I am with you. That voice you hear is a sign, I'm with you. The word of prophecy I give you is a sign God is with you. But that does not. So he says, I know you have told me that you know me by my name. He said, you have told me that my grace will be with me. You have told me that. But now I need the active. So we see Moses acknowledging the Shekinah. He says, I know you're with us. You have said you know me by my name. That's fine. You have also said that the grace is with me. That's okay. But what I need now, I need your face, your presence. Somebody say the Shekinah and the Panim. So the Panim and the Shekinah all are God's presence. The difference is that the Shekinah, it is the sign God is with you, while the Panim is a sign God fights for you. So God can be present, but not active. So the pillar of fire was going with the people of Israel, but it never fought for them. It never gave them manna. So we have you worshiping, praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You sing very nice. You worship God very nice. But there is one thing that is lacking. The presence that can fight. The presence that can give you victory. Amen. The presence that can give you rest. Yes. The presence that can show you a way. Yes. The presence that can separate the Red Sea. Amen. The presence that can actually make the sun stop moving. Amen. We need that presence. Amen. So this presence is not always active. And can I say something to you? This presence is not always what? When Elisha died, he had the anointing in his bones. You are here?
Yes.
He had what?
Anointing his bones.
And it was not doing anything in the grave. Until they brought a dead body. When the dead body touched the bones of Elisha, the Bible says that Elisha's bones resurrected the dead body. That's now moving from passive to active. You can have an anointing, but your anointing can be passive. I have seen so many women of God, so many men of God, who God is using them. And when they see the Shekinah, they think they mistake Shekinah with the Panim. So they wonder when they are ministering, their things happen. Yeah, they know the manifestation will happen, and then they mistake that with the Panim. And when the enemy rises against them, he finishes them. Because they were stuck. Are you understanding? They were what?
Stuck.
They were stuck with their Shekinah. Characteristics of Shekinah. How can you know that there's a Shekinah in the place? Quickly, I want to just gonna give you very fast. Mm-hmm. You have the sense of peace, but not breakthrough. You have what? You have what? Some of you right now, there's a certain peace you have. You have got so many problems, a lot of issues, but deep down in your heart, God just gave you what? Peace. And even yourself, you wonder, where is this peace coming from? When you look at the level of problems you have, there is so much, just you are just at peace. That's the Shekinah. God is with you. But we have to upgrade from just being with you. We need the solutions. Come on. Somebody say, God is with me.
God is with me.
I can't hear you. Somebody say, the Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
Now that's Shekinah. So you have the peace, but not breakthrough. A very good example is the people of Israel. They were in Egypt. And they were suffering. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
And God said what? He said to Moses, I have heard their what? And I have come down to do what? To deliver them. What is that now? That's Panim now. So God was seeing for 400 years they were suffering. How many years?
400 years.
And did God act?
No.
For the 400 years, was God acting?
Uh-huh.
What was that? Shekinah. He was present, but not acting. But for God to act, he now needed a prophet. Oh. Somebody say major.
Major.
Activate. So God said, I know my presence, but I need somebody. He said, you, I am. Then Moses said, if you want me to go, I will not go without the Panim. Are you understanding the whole story? If you want me to go, I will not go without
the Panim.
Saints, listen to me. I know of the peace you have amidst your problems. I know God gave you peace. I know you are not stressing. I know there is this peace deep down in your heart.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord is saying, there is a new era I want to put you in.
Amen.
I am moving you from Shekinah into the Panim. Not only shall I give you peace. Not only shall you feel the peace. But I shall give you the breakthrough you have been praying for. My presence will go with you, and I shall give you rest. Listen to this. Listen to this. So number one, as I said, as I shared with you, that you have a sense of peace, but no breakthrough. And that's one of the characteristic of Shekinah. Number two, prophetic words delayed, prayers unanswered, battles stagnant. For example, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 19. So you have prophecy, but the prophecy is not happening. So what is the prophecy in your life? It is the Shekinah. God is with you. The word you read in the Bible, the fasting you fasted, wasn't God there? He was there. But the delaying of all these things is a proof that you need something to be done. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. Now let's just continue reading it a little bit. So David went to Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Therefore he called the name of that place Perazim. Are you understanding? So what are we seeing in the scripture? We are seeing David inquiring, finding out, before confronting the enemy. Because some of the enemies you'll be meeting, you will meet them with the Shekinah only. He said, will you go with me? He said, Lord, will you go? Should I do it? God said, go and I will be with you. I'm not talking to you. That type of presence on that scripture in Hebrew, it is panim. Meaning my presence will do it. Not only would God walk with you in that business, his presence will be so active. Not only shall God touch you and you feel good that God touched you as Shekinah, the presence will also bring healing in your body. Once again, the Lord is saying, I am moving you from the level of just Shekinah. I am putting you in a level of panim. Thank you, Father. Some say, thank you, Jesus. Let's look at examples in the Bible of passive presence. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, the Israelites had the ark with them. They had what? The ark. They had the ark with them. And what does the ark represent in the Bible? I want to hear you say louder. What does it represent?
The presence of God.
Do you know they had the presence of God and they lost the battle? Mm-hmm. Now, come on, I want to ask you this question again. Come on, I want you to really understand this because I know where you get it wrong.
Yes.
Are you aware they carried the Ark of the Covenant into the battlefield and they were defeated and the enemy took that Ark of the Covenant?
Uh-huh.
Am I talking to you? And when the enemy took the Ark of the Covenant into their house,
uh-huh,
when they took it into their country, everyone in that country was sick.
Uh-huh.
Yet, the same presence,
uh-huh,
when it was in the hands of the Israelites lost the battle.
Yes.
So the presence was there. But it was not to do something. Oh, but so are you saying that there was a possibility that if they did something, that presence would have changed from Shekinah into Panim? Of course, yes. The presence can twist anytime. The Lord says, I should tell you this. You have had my presence for a long time. You have carried my presence for a longest time. But I, the Lord, am putting you in a season where my presence not only be with you, but my presence will begin to work and act on your behalf. It is a new era that you're entering right now. Receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody say the Panim Protocol for my victory. In the same Exodus we just read, we read up to verse 14. My presence shall go with you. Now, let's check verse 15. In verse 15, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Because Moses understood the power. Are you hearing what Moses is saying? What is he saying? If you what? If your presence will not go with us, don't what? Trust you me, it's a prayer you must pray. Some of you are celebrating how your business is moving well right now. But I'm worried because if your business is moving well or your life is moving well or your marriage is moving well, not with the Panim but just Shekinah, there is a disaster about to happen. There is a what? This is what Moses said. I understand you know us. I understand you know us by our names. I understand. Your grace is with us. But if your panim will not go with us, please, let me remain the way I am. Some of you, you'll be exposed very soon. You'll have money. You'll have doors opening. But without panim, I'm worried. Especially in ministry. Tell your neighbor, if you have one, tell them that a season of upgrade is here. Let's just go a little bit. Another example. In Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 41, we want to read it. In Mark 4, 35 to 41, Jesus in the boat. He was physically present. But his warfare presence, the Panim, was dormant until he arose and rebuked the storm. Imagine having Jesus in the boat and the boat is sinking. Imagine having Jesus in your life and your life is sinking. Because that's just Shekinah. There's a protocol tonight that is rising. The protocol of Panim. Let's look at the active presence, the Panim. This is when now God has come down to fight. The word presence there, in other versions, it says face. My face will go with you. So this type of presence, it is the one of having the face of God. Not the heaviness, not just the Shekinah, but his face. Ever heard the idiom word of saying, I can't watch this happening in my face? What does that mean? It means that you can't tolerate it happening because you're watching it. So when we speak of the Panim, it is the face of God, the presence. This is the face, not just his heaviness, not just his word, not just his physical manifestation, but this is his face. Tell your neighbor, I'm entering in a dimension. I want to hear you say loud, I'm entering in a dimension. Say it again, I'm entering in a dimension. Say the dimension of his active presence. Panim means face, the full, unveiled, warfare level presence of God. Let me repeat the meaning of panim. It means the face of God, the full, unveiled, warfare level presence of God. Panim means face, the full, unveiled, warfare level presence of God. It is when God steps out of the heavenly realm into earthly engagement. I'm seeing somebody here about to enter a new level. Somebody say, I'm here, prophet. How can one know that the panim, active presence of God, is with them? How can you know? Number one, God descends in power. God what? He descends in power. Can you imagine? Moses was being told, and he didn't even realize it, that Moses, the place where you are is the holy ground. What is that? Shekinah. He didn't even realize. He was even standing there. He didn't even realize. God said, the place where you are is the holy ground. Take off your shoes. And then the Lord says, I have come down to. That's now moving from what? Passive to what? I have come down to. The reason I'm here is to. I see mountains shifting. I see mountains shifting. Somebody say, the Lord is going to do something now. Ever heard people saying, I am feeling in my spirit that this is my season? Trust me, they're really feeling it. But what they're feeling isn't a warfare-charged presence of God. What are they feeling? Is yes, the confirmation of God, God is with me. You're entering into a season. I don't know if I am talking to someone who is understanding what I'm saying. Long at last, that disease will be healed. Are you still here?
Yes.
If you're still here, raise up a hand. That's how I'm here, prophet. Watch this. Number two, supernatural breakthroughs start happening. The panim does not negotiate. Can you imagine they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark of the Covenant represents what? The presence of God. And they were singing, surrounding Jericho. Right? They are singing. What were they carrying? The Ark of the Covenant. And they were singing, priests in front of them. The Ark represents what? Come on, I want somebody to say, the Ark represents what?
The presence of God.
Do you understand they were carrying the presence? And they were singing like this. Singing, how many days? How long did they do it? Yeah, they don't even realize. For 6 days. With the presence moving like this. Until the active came. The Shekinah helps us to fast.
Yes.
So that the panim can manifest.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. The Shekinah takes us into worship.
Yes.
So that the panim can what? So the presence, as they were singing and worshiping with the presence, the panim manifested. and the walls of Jericho couldn't stand. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the presence of God you have, it will activate the Panim presence of God. That things you have prayed for, they will begin to manifest over your life. People just sing in church when we are worshiping. Oh Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Oh Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. A few moments later, a notification in your phone, a problem. We have to shift.
Amen.
The Shekinah isn't there to fight. The Shekinah is there to help you attract the Panim. The reason you have this faith, it is because you have the Shekinah. The reason you feel this confirmation inside of you, it means you have the Shekinah. But we have to bring in now the what? Now, if Moses was talking to God and then he says, God, if you will not go with us, is it better we don't go? What's happening? Is he talking to God? Isn't he talking to God? Isn't he present? So what is he saying now? Come on, ask him a question. If you would be talking to God right now, and God is telling you to say, I want you to do this, I want you to do this, I want you, then you say, no, if you not go with me, I will not go. What are you saying? Because I'm talking to you already.
Yes.
So Moses understands the difference. That the one who's talking to me now is the Shekinah. When I'm teaching, when I'm preaching, when I'm prophesying to you, is the physical manifestation God is here. But that does not mean there's a warfare engagement. So when I'm prophesying, I am stirring up your faith so that your faith can bring in the Panim. So I'm here. Ah, let me just take you a little bit, then we keep the rest for another day. Maybe probably tomorrow. Who knows? How can you know the Panim is with you? Number three, enemies are scattered. I'm teaching you to understand the divine protocols for warfare. I am teaching you how God will make it.
Yes.
How walls of Jericho will collapse in your life.
Yes.
I'm teaching you how oceans will part. This is not when the presence is just in you, the anointing is just in you. No! This is when the anointing wakes up.
Amen.
The same man called Gideon. The angel came and he said, Gideon, the mighty man of valor. The anointing was in Gideon, but it was what? It was passive. When the angel came and activated it, what happened? Do you know what Paul said? He said to my son Timothy, he says, stir up. Panim. He says, the gift which is in you. He says, stir it up. It was there. The anointing was there. But not what? Some of you have got an anointing of management. Some of you, there's an anointing of business, but it's passive. God says it's a season and a time. Whatsoever is inside of you, it will begin to become active. Some of you, there is a word of prophecy upon your life, but the word of prophecy is just what? Passive. Do you know the word of God can actually be there, but in a passive format? The Bible says when Daniel understood the prophecy of Jeremiah, that they were supposed to be in captivity for 70 years. When he understood that 70 years had elapsed, but they were still in captivity, the Bible says, I, Daniel, sought to seek the face of the Lord in fasting, and indeed, I did not eat. Am I talking to you? Why? Because there was a prophecy which was passive. So you can receive a prophecy, but that prophecy can just be passive in your life and not active. And you can activate the word of prophecy when you understand the Panim presence. Amen. A word of prophecy can stay in generations. Can you imagine there was a prophecy which was spoken that Jesus was coming? Am I talking to you? Do you know when he was promised? In Genesis. God told Adam that Jesus was coming. He said, the seed of a woman shall bruise the head of this serpent. Do you know where else he was promised? The whole Bible. But he was not coming. The prophecy was passive until a prophetess by the name Anna and a prophet by the name Simeon, who said, we will not allow this prophecy to be passive. We want to see this word being active. And the Bible said they went into the temple and they began to pray. And they said, we will not die until what was spoken has come to pass. Angels were dispatched. Mary was hunted. She was told that now is the time. And the baby was born. And the first people to be told to take the child to in the temple, it was them. This one, you refuse to say, I will not allow the presence of God, my word of prophecy, to be passive. I will fast, I will pray, until that which was spoken to me becomes what? Active. And when we do this level, we don't give up. We don't give up. If it is surround seven times, we will. If it's to shout, we'll shout. If it's to jump, we'll jump. Say, the word in my life will happen. So I'm moving from passive to active. Are you seeing now where the problem was? Some of you are wondering why God is quiet. You had a prophecy, and some of you are wondering, you were even fell by the power, and you woke up and the sickness was through there. And the problem was through there. Because you are making a mistake of Shekinah and the Panim. Number four, when the Panim is available, miracles, signs, and wonders follow. In Acts chapter 3, we see Peter healing a man. Do you know where he healed the man? At the beautiful gate. Of what? Of the temple. The man was at the church where God's presence. Come on. The man was lame, born lame, grew up at the church begging where the presence of God was, but not Panim. You can be here where his presence is, but still suffer until the presence is changed from just a presence to active presence. And Peter said, look at us. This was a whole different day. Look at us. He said, servant God, I don't have. In the name of Jesus, what I have, rise up. The presence changed. The format. From indolence to activeness. And the seraphic power of God manifested. This is your day. Raise up a two hands. Say, miracles will happen. Signs will happen. Wonders will happen. The Lord is giving me victory. So I decree and declare. It's my season. I want you to see something. This protocol of Panim, God comes down to fight for you. It's beyond just being with you. God introduced himself as God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Several scriptures speaks how God was with them in Egypt. In their suffering, he was with them. I was saying earlier, Paul and Silas were in the prison. Are you here? Paul and Silas? The whole night. Until they decided to say, you know what? If we're not going to change this presence of God into the active presence, we are being killed in the morning. And the Bible says they were put on a slot to be slaughtered the following day. Around 1 a.m. They said, you know what? Will not allow ourselves to die. Do we have God's presence? Yeah. Paul, start the hymns. The Bible said Paul and Silas began to sing songs. As they began to sing, as they began to worship, the Bible says suddenly that presence of God, which was just a Shekinah, which was just passive, changed from just being passive into active. And the prison walls began to shake. And the prison door wide open. And they came out. And they met the men who were actually guarding them. They said, do not be afraid, for we are not here to kill you. Am I talking to somebody here? And when Herod heard about it, he said, you know what? Let us release them secretly. They said, no, you arrested us in public. You will also release us in public. The men were not joking. This is not just Shekinah. This is what? Panim. Somebody said upgrade. Don't make a mistake. This man, where was God all this while? Where was God at 10 p.m.? Was God not with them? God was with them. Where was God at 11 p.m.? 12 a.m., where was God? Until they changed, we will not die with God's presence. Another man that was actually, I really see this man as very dangerous, is Obed-Edom. Do you know there were people who refused to carry the ark of the presence? The ark of the presence of God wasn't just kept by anyone. This man was not from Israel. He said, I'll keep this ark of God's presence in my house. And the Bible said when he took the ark of God's of the covenant into his house, the Bible says everything in his house prospered. He changed it from Shekinah into what?
Panim.
Where the presence began to work for his businesses. Everything about him changed.
Amen.
Somebody said, I refuse to have God's presence and remain the same. Say, Aruka Paha. Yeah, you just said, I activate the Panim. Somebody said, I'm
here.
I also shared with you about Peter. He was in a prison which James was also put a previous night. And James was in a prison for one night. The following day, James was killed with a sword. They put his head on a log. You know a log?
Yes.
They put his head on the log. Someone with God's presence. And they put his head there like this, like a goat. And they took a sword and cut it. And the Bible says that all the people were happy. And when he saw that people were happy, he says, next person I'll get is Peter. Do you know? Do you know that's what the devil does? That's what the devil does. After getting your mother, he says, now I'll get the daughter. Uh-huh. When Peter was taken, where was God's presence? It was with him, but not active. Just the passive. Just the quiet, not acting. They took him. They put him in prison. The man was in prison, staying there, sleeping. Where was God's presence? The Bible says, but the church said, no, we are not losing Peter again. We just lost James. Not this one again. Let's do something about it. And the Bible says they began to what? To pray. Not just praying. The Bible says they prayed earnestly. Earnestly. What was happening? They were charging the presence. They were changing it from just being passive to active. As they were praying earnestly, 9 p.m., 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., at 3 in the morning, the Bible says suddenly that presence which was not working changed. The Bible says, and the chains had to break from Peter. Light shone in the prison. An angel said, I've come here. Why didn't he do the same last night when James was there? The presence was not activated from passive to active. Never be deceived. God may be with you. God is with you. I know it. But there is something that you can do to make the presence change from not just being passive, but also being active. I decree and declare, the anointing upon you will not just be passive. The anointing will become active. The word of God over your life will not just be passive. The word will become active. The presence of Almighty shall become active. Every promise of God shall become active. Raise up your two hands and shout, I receive it.